Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for November the 18th, 2023. And I am so grateful for this person, Catherine, who emailed me a long time ago. And just getting to this, it was about 3 weeks ago. And I want to thank her for her patience. She wrote a very depressing kind of email about the state of the world and how she saw the world. It was filled with all sorts of, cruelties and wars and the idea eventually maybe of having a president that we really wouldn't want. I think she meant Mr. Trump, and she was going on and on about all of this. And to her, it looked like the world was nothing but catastrophe, and she's right. And she said, "What do we do? It all looks so helpless. Greg, it's on your shoulders to help us through this." I don't know how that happened, but I guess she thinks it is. And then she says, please give suggestions. And then she went into a lot of other stuff that you don't need to hear. Catherine, this whole issue, this problem we have in this world where we are fighting wars that went on even in the Middle East when Jesus was alive and kicking in a meat suit. And he said there will always be wars and rumors of wars in this world. He talked about it himself. He knew what was going on in this lifetime and what we're really all about, not what we pretend to be about. So it just goes on and on, this trouble we have with the world, and basically it's with ourselves. There are so many things that we are afraid of biologically, psychologically. I would suggest you read Robert Sapolsky's work on Behave. His new work, Determined, is a very interesting book. It has a lot to do with the inability we have to control ourselves due to what is going on in our brains. But going further and deeper into even what Robert Sapolsky is offering us, and I think he is a genius. I think he and Havari, they have done great work, really great work. You should also take the time maybe to read Sapiens and Homo Deus. But beyond all of that, you have to understand what is really going on. We are incarnating many, many different kinds of entities that have lived here before who were warrenistic, as I like to call it. They were bent towards war. They were bent towards hatred. They were bent towards selfishness and pride. And all of this was going on and has been going on for thousands of years. So you ask, it all looks so helpless and it's on my shoulder. Look, Catherine, I work 7 days a week. I work at least, in an average day, somewhere between 12 and 15 hours a day, trying to help people understand the nature of their own cruelty. And I can tell you, Catherine, it is useless. It maybe one out of maybe quarter of a million people would understand what I'm about to say and talking about. So there is no way I or anyone else can help the world. Jesus didn't. Buddha didn't. Lao Tzu offers great teachings, powerful teachings of life, but who can read them? Who has the time? Who has the interest? Who wants to take the time of learning about what is going on within? So, we don't live our life, Catherine. We don't have a life. We have consequence. We live in the consequences of human cruelty, and we're all a part of it. I'm just as much a part of it as anyone else in this world. We all do things we wish we hadn't. We've all done things we wish we hadn't. We live in an ignorance and a vanity and a pride over compassion, love, and surrender to our souls. We just don't have any inkling or ilk for personal transformation. We just don't. You can talk to people in and out about their finances, but you can't talk to them about their withinness. How do you talk to a person about the depth of their within? How do I tell you that all of this is as much my fault and your fault as your as anyone else's? Let's say like Putin or anyone who starts a war, a useless, silly war over property, over land, over whatever. It's ridiculous. We are immature. This is the world we came into. Now, with all that being said, and I could say a lot more, which I won't, I have to ask myself, what is my responsibility in this lifetime, in this world? Well, my responsibility doesn't just lie in trying to make this a better place. My responsibility is first within myself. My first responsibility is, do I seek transcendence, or am I trying to find a cure for the human dilemma, which just can't be found because it doesn't exist? We are the way we are as human beings. But if you want to continue to live in the incarnation of all of this and think that that is the way, the truth, and the light for you, then that's the way it's going to be. But if you want to do something different, if you want to do something out of the box, you would have to settle down. You'd have to look at your emotions. You'd have to see how they're sticking out like thorns all over you. You would have to look at your philosophy. You'd have to dump it all. I mean, literally dump it all and sit in acceptance of the world the way it is, and to put forth the energy, not the minutia, the energy of love. You would have to. But human beings are not capable of that. They are not willing of this. They don't want to sit in silence. They don't want to sit in love. They don't want to have any kind of personal transformation. So what do we have? We have this chaos going on. You fix the world, as it were, forgive me for using that term, one person at a time. One person at a time. And 9 times out of 10, you're going to strike out because people are not interested in anything other than their self-righteousness and their selfishness. And people who do all these ugly things feel like they have to. And there is no talking them down. There is none. Biologically, it's the way things are. Biologically, if you look at it from Robert Sapolsky's point of view, which I think is very accurate, you start to really realize that we are just human beings acting out of the bias of our biology. And that's as far as it goes. So if you really want to change the world, change yourself. What did Gandhi say? We must be the change we wish to see in this world. So you're going to have to be the change you want to see in this world. You're going to have to look at things from a different point of view, not your emotionality and not your idea of what is right and wrong and good and bad. You're going to have to accept things for the way they are. I don't particularly enjoy the way the world is going and what is being done, but you know, who am I? It's all about love, honey. And if you're going to miss your life for the sake of worrying about world affairs and people and the garbage that goes on, you're going to miss your entire life. It's not worth it. I always say, let love live you. That is the most important thing you can do. And you must devote yourself to some sort of spiritual practice. And that's going to be the real problem, because it won't mingle with your philosophy. I guarantee it. I'm sorry, Catherine, I don't have more. uplifting words for you, but the truth is the truth. And I hope you will all forgive me for this one. Please forgive me, and I will be back on the air tomorrow. Thank you for listening, and namaste.